Good morning, class, and you are all welcome to Government Lessons. The last time we met, we discussed the Economic Community of West African States. We look at a brief history about that community. We look at some of the achievements of that community. We also look at the aims or the reasons why that community was formed, or ECOWAS was formed. So that was what we discussed the last time we met. Today we are discussing the problems facing the ECOWAS, problems faced by ECOWAS. Like the other international organizations that we have already discussed, that is the UN, the AU, and the others. The problems that they are facing are almost the same, or I would even say they are the same. So we just go through the points and look at the problems that are faced by the ECOWAS. First and foremost, financial constraints or financial problems. Like the other international organizations that I said earlier on, ECOWAS has a very weak financial base. Why are they having very weak financial base? This is because of the inability of member states to pay their assessed contributions on time. So, member states are supposed to pay annual contributions for the smooth operation of the ECOWAS. But because member states are not paying their contributions on time, it becomes a problem for the community to operate. As a result of this, the committee finds it difficult to carry out most of its policies and programs effectively. So their programs and policies, because of the weak financial base of the community, they find it very difficult to undertake such policies and programs effectively. Also, the workers are supposed to be paid, give them incentives, and because of the financial challenges being faced by the ECOWAS, they are not able to maintain or retain their workers. And their workers sometimes move and join other organizations that are able to pay them well. So it is a problem facing the ECOWAS, financial problem. Problem number two, border disputes. Border dispute. We explained this under UN. We also talk about it under the African Union and so on. The ECOWAS is also faced by several border disputes, which at times often results into conflicts. So several border disputes among member states, and sometimes results in conflict between those member states. Examples of such disputes include those between Guinea and Sierra Leone. We can also make mention of Togo and Benin. These countries are having border disputes, which at times result into conflict. Such border dispute can also undermine the community's effort to achieve a greater unity of the West African sub-region. So when you look at the aims or the objectives of the ECOWAS, you see that they wanted to unite West African countries. But because of the border dispute that always emerged between member states, it becomes a very, very, very big problem, or it becomes very difficult for them to achieve that unity aim. And it is a problem facing the ECOWAS. Problem number three, language barrier. Language barrier. Member states of the ECOWAS are divided on linguistic lines. This is due to the variety of languages spoken on the West African sub-region. There are a lot of languages being spoken on the West African region, that is sub-region, different languages are being spoken by member states. Based on this, member states find it extremely difficult to communicate effectively in order to agree on many issues. So when there is a discussion, there is a problem that needs to be addressed, that needs to be discussed. It's not very difficult because of the language barrier. Member states will not be able to agree on one thing in order for them to solve a problem at the organization level. So the language issue becomes a problem, and it is a challenge to the ECOWAS. We can also make mention of colonial heritage. We discussed that this one under AU, a problem facing the African Union. Colonial heritage. Most member states of the ECOWAS have exhibited strong economic and political ties with their past colonial masters. And it's true. Ghana is an example. Nigeria is an example. We are more attached to our former colonial masters, that is, the British. And so we sometimes owe allegiance to our colonial masters. And we adhere to their rules and regulations more than the ECOWAS, and becomes a problem for the organization. This has actually reduced their loyalty to the activities of the ECOWAS. That was what I was saying. We attach more loyalty to our former colonial masters than the ECOWAS, and it's a problem being faced by the community. Political instability and conflict among member states. Political instability and conflict among member states. The community finds it difficult to deal with the numerous internal conflicts within some member states. Some conflict fuels the refugee situation on the sub-region. Today, conflict here. Today, conflict there. Tomorrow, conflict here. Tomorrow, conflict there. So, this political instability and conflict among member states makes it very difficult for the community to unite its member states. A recent example of such conflict occurred in Cote d'Ivoire between the supporters of Laurent Gbagbo and Alassane Ouattara in the year 2010. Cote d'Ivoire, supporters of two political leaders, Gbagbo and Ouattara, emerged a conflict between those two people's supporters. And it is a problem faced by the ECOWAS. So political instability and conflict among member states is also one of the challenges being faced by the Economic Community of West African States. The alarming refugee situation. The alarming refugee situation. Because of political instability and conflict among member states, a whole lot of refugees emerge. And ECOWAS find it difficult to deal with the refugee situation in West Africa. This is because of the weak financial standing of the ECOWAS, and it prevents them from providing shelter and other relief items to people displaced as a result of wars and conflict within the West African sub-region. We can make mention of the Bujumbura camp in the central region of Ghana. That camp is being occupied by refugees from Liberia because of wars and conflict that occurred there. So, because of the weak financial base, financial standing of the ECOWAS, they cannot provide the necessary items to those refugees. And it is a problem or a challenge faced by the ECOWAS. The last point we made mention of is terrorism. Terrorism. Recently, ECOWAS faces serious cases of terrorist activities like bombing, kidnapping, assassination of political and religious purposes within member states, and the likes. Notable terrorist groups in West Africa is the what? Boko Haram of Nigeria. They operate in northern eastern Nigeria, northern Cameroon, and Niger. This Boko Haram is noted for attacking churches, schools, police stations, and kidnapping of Western tourists. In fact, between 2002, when it was established, and 2013, Boko Haram rebellion resulted in an estimated 10,000 deaths. So they attack churches, they attack schools, they attack several people in Nigeria, Cameroon, and then Niger. So it is a challenge. This is a problem being faced by the ECOWAS, and they are unable to calm the activities of the Boko Haram in West African sub-region. So these are some of the problems or challenges faced by the ECOWAS. Let's look at Ghana's contribution towards ECOWAS. Ghana's contribution towards the upkeep of ECOWAS. We have what you call formation of ECOWAS. First contribution, formation of ECOWAS. Ghana could be described as one of the founding members of the ECOWAS due to our instrumental role that we played in the formation of the ECOWAS. So Ghana, as you know, was one of the signatories to the Lagos Treaty that led to the establishment of the ECOWAS. So Ghana, throughout the formation of ECOWAS, Ghana played an integral role in it. So that is one of the Ghana's contribution towards ECOWAS. We contributed, or we helped in the formation of the ECOWAS. Contribution number two, provision of personnel. Since the establishment of ECOWAS, Ghana has shown commitment with its preparedness to provide the community with high-profile personnel who have helped to transform ECOWAS over the years. So Ghana, we have contributed our quota by providing good personnel, good leaders who have helped to transform ECOWAS over these years. We can make mention of Dr. Muhammad Ibn Chambers, Alhaji Muhammad Mumuni, who was nominated to serve the unexpired term as the General Secretary of the African Caribbean Pacific Group States. So these two prolific, profound members were nominated to serve for the ECOWAS, or to serve ECOWAS since its establishment. Contribution number three, provision of ECOWAS chairman. Provision of ECOWAS chairman. Some Ghanaian leaders like Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings and John Adekunle Kufuor served as ECOWAS chairman during their tenure of office as Ghanaian president. So Rawlings was once the chairman of ECOWAS when he was the president of Ghana, and Kufuor was also the chairman of ECOWAS when he was the president of Ghana. So Ghana, we have provided personnel who serve as chairman for the organization. These leaders provided dynamic leadership that transformed ECOWAS significantly. So Rawlings and Kufuor were once chairman of ECOWAS, and they are from Ghana. Contribution of troops. Ghana has again shown commitment towards the maintenance of peace in the West African subregion by providing troops for ECOWAS peacekeeping operation. So when the need arises, Ghana will provide their soldiers, our troop, so that they can instill peace and unity among the West African sub-region. Ghanaian soldiers play significant roles to restore peace in Liberia, to restore peace in Sierra Leone, and restore peace in Côte d'Ivoire. So Ghana, we release our soldiers so that they can help to restore peace in these three war-prone countries. Financial assistance. Since the inception of ECOWAS, Ghana has financially supported the ECOWAS through payment of dues and other financial assistance. So yearly, Ghana, we contribute our quota by paying our annual financial dues, or our annual dues for the upkeep of the ECOWAS. So we have also assisted ECOWAS financially. Caring for refugees. Mother Ghana has also contributed to provide humanitarian services to ECOWAS citizens who have been displaced by wars. And I made mention of the Bujumbura camp in the central region, for instance, was provided to shelter Liberian refugees in Ghana. So Ghana provided that area for refugees who were displaced by war from Liberia, and then they are still there, and then Ghana is helping to cater for them. And then last but not the least, ECOWAS Summit. Ghana has consistently attended ECOWAS Summit and has offered to host the summits and conferences of the ECOWAS on countless occasions. So apart from Ghana attending ECOWAS Summit regularly, we sometimes host the summit in Ghana, and member countries will come to Ghana, and then they discuss the well-being of the Economic Committee of West African States. This ends our lesson for today: problems faced by ECOWAS and Ghana's contribution towards the upkeep of ECOWAS. Your questions and contributions, comments are all welcome. Good morning.